Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Big Bad 4-1. We're here from the block. You know what I'm saying. The California Angel, you dig right now? You're chilling on the hiphopbarbershop.com. Y'all make sure y'all check out for my album, man. Check that out. January 24th, 2012. You dig? Two vibes, chuck it easy. Bitch.
Please don't cheat on it. Time for my orgasm. Play me that smooth B-sharp mix. Ooh, baby, yes.
Taking notes of my keyboard. What you bothering me for? There's a room full of niggas. What you following me for? See no fucking sing-along. So girl, what you singing for? Cause you blow like a C4. My whole crew blowin' like a C4. Funny, it's a ball rollin'. Fake IDs in the trash, we goin'. Street to the top, rooftop clubs with a handful of girls. And they all so foreign. Rain so poison, rainbows flowin'. Light skin shake for a slight from pullin'. A whole lot of friends for a slight from pullin'. A whole lot of cash for a slight from pullin'. Why? They love in the crew. They love in the crew. They love in the crew. Oh, they love in the crew. Oh, they love in the crew. 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 Oh.
Yeah. Smoking weed under star projectors. I guess we'll never know what Harvard gets us. But seeing my family have it all took the place of that desire for diplomas on the wall. And really, I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50K on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me. The same ones that'll come up off the hip for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made his story. Tell him I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
Nigga, we the news.
Barbershop family, how y'all doing today? It is Friday. Friday. It's Friday. The end of the week. The last day. But people work, you know, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. But I know some of you guys work on the weekends, and, you know, I'm sorry. But, you know what? Today's Friday, and we're going to have fun on the show. Good to have you here. It's good to be here, as always. And I always start the show off with, I can never thank our listeners enough for being a part of this, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. We'll be doing something else, figuring something else out of life. But because you support us, we support you, we support each other, and therefore we are here entertaining you. And we're loving it, man. And we see you loving us as well. So big shout-outs to the fans, big shout-outs to the supporters, and shout-outs to the haters, man. I was always told, if you ain't got nobody hating on you, then you ain't doing nothing right. So, you know, you're going to have them haters, and we appreciate y'all, man. Thank you, haters. You got to show love to the haters sometimes, man, because they're going to show hate to you all the time. So you got to acknowledge that shit. Just to let them know you see him. I see him. I hear you. I read you, too. You wouldn't believe some of the BS I get in email on this show, man. But you know what? It's all good. One day, I'm going to read some of this bullshit to y'all. Just so y'all know what type of bullshit that comes across my my emails. Emails itself, and this is for everyone who has a job that has to go through emails. That shit is a tiresome task. Very tiresome. But it's a necessary task, nevertheless. So we do what we got to do. All right. If y'all want to chime in on the show with shout-outs and check-ins and, you know, side-piece check-ins or you know, confessions or whatever the hell you, it's Friday. It's open, just open tally subject Friday. So whatever y'all want to do, I'm with it. Apologize, y'all. We had a technical difficulty. Got a gremlin in the board or something. We got gremlins. Got some gremlins. Anyway, for those of you who don't know what the gremlins is, just Google it. It's a lot. Just Google gremlins. And you'll see what the gremlins is. All right, man. Again, if y'all want to let us, you know, holler at us, you can hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. You know, we open to whatever tonight. Now, I will say this. I don't want to talk about nothing, you know, nothing too crazy because it's Friday. And we just want to have a good time tonight. So all serious stuff, unless it's some emergency situation, we will save that for Monday, right? Monday is serious topic day. You know, we try to talk about some little serious subjects, but today is not that day, man. I did get an email a little bit earlier today from a young lady that's in a situation, kind of an emergency on her behalf. So, you know, I guess I'll, you know, touch on it. It ain't been too crazy, but, you know, it's still a situation nevertheless. So I'm definitely going to touch bases on that tonight a little bit. And wait till all our people get on the air so they can, you know, kind of put their two cents in as well. And we definitely want yours as well. So y'all hit us up. Let us know what you feel about it. And we're going to do the damn thing. Now, I did tell y'all I was going to be drinking a little bit tonight. Oh, shit. What? I'm not hiring. I got somebody to hit me up to hire me as their... hired them as my secretary. Unfortunately, I'm not hiring. oh, shit. I'm not hiring. It's not in the budget. Yeah, I'm sorry. But there's a couple of other people that's hiring right now. We can, you know, kind of, I can pass your resume on. You know, I have some people that I know that would love to give you, you know, a nice little work. You know, I don't know what kind of pay, though. That's the only thing. I don't know. You might not want to mess with them. They be having a janky pay system. How you doing shit? I don't know. You might want to do it, but I don't know. Anyway, I'll pass on your resume, and you can kind of see how you know. You let me know how that worked out for you. How about that? Let me know how that worked out for you. Oh, yeah, the call-in number. I'm sorry, guys. Y'all should know it by now, especially our long-time listeners. Call-in number is 516-387-1245 is the call-in number. So if you'd like to call in, we're happy to have you do so. I would love to talk to you. Even though 90% of our people email, which is cool, because we get a lot of people that
They don't listen to the live show. They listen to our, you know, they listen when they can. So, of course, they can't call in, but they'll email me something so I can read it on the air when I'm on the air. So, shout out to y'all, man. Okay, so, I'm gonna cook on the air as well. I'm gonna do a little cooking, a little drinking. You know, we'll have a little fun because I'm hungry. Just got back in and, you know, from the gym. And, you know, for my gym heads, y'all know how it is. We gotta eat, man, after you come back from the gym. You got to eat, you know. So I'm going to do that as well. Let me ask y'all a question. So when y'all go out, right, and let's just say you with your girlfriend or your wife or your significant other, and every time you buy some shit, they always trying to get on you for buying shit. But when they buy shit, it's cool, right? But when you buy shit, they get on your case about you. And what's crazy is you ain't even asking them to borrow no money. You ain't even asking them for nothing. They just get on you for buying shit. But then they just as guilty as you are. Their cart be just as full as yours is. But you don't say nothing to them. Y'all let me know who goes through that. Hit your boy up. Hit me up. Let me know. I just need to know. Because, you know, I that's some bullshit to me. As long as I don't ask you for no money, let me enjoy myself. You know, this might be my therapy. You just never know. So y'all hit me up fine. Let me know, ladies. Do y'all man like that? Let me know. Tell us. Do y'all lady like that? And if you do, you won't. You know, especially if she ain't coming to you for shit. Now, if she coming to you asking you for my man, let me buy some money to buy. If you need to borrow to make a purchase, you don't need to purchase. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I have to borrow money from you to buy something, I don't need it. If I can't afford it, I don't need it. But if I can, what is the issue? Get your hands out my pocket. Get your hands out my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Let me know, man. Hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com, ladies. Check in. I got some people checking in. My people checking in. Appreciate y'all. I got mail. This is Terrence from Chi-Town. What's up, Terrence? Terrence says, what's good? Want to say big shout out to the whole show and everybody in Chi-Town. Let's get it. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you too, my brother. Appreciate you. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you being part of the show and all that good stuff. Should I do chicken breast? I really need the protein. We got another email in from Shayla. Hey, Shayla. Where you been, Shayla? It's been a long time, Shayla. What's going on, Shayla? Shayla says, hey, everybody. Miss you guys. Been a while, but I'm back. We back, too. Shayla, it's been like 2 years. Where the hell you been for 2 years, Shayla? God damn. 2 years. You went to jail, were you? Listen, y'all, I'm not joking. Shayla is a firecracker. Well, she used to hit us up and be talking about she hopes she don't go to jail today because, or I'm about to go to jail because, or somebody made me almost go to jail. Shayla had this, I don't know if it was some type of fascination with jail, but she's always talking about she hopes she don't go to jail because of, or, you know, whatever the situation was. And it was always every fucking show. I'm glad you not in jail, or I'm glad you've been released from jail, Shayla, if you have been, and keep your ass out of trouble. How about that? Stay your ass out of people's face. Remember, she said one time, I'm about to punch this bitch in the face. Like, damn, Shayla, rough, girl. Hey, but good. No, it's all good. It's good to have you back, girl. Whatever it was, I don't even want to know. But welcome back. All right, y'all can hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com if you would like to shout out the show, or if you just want to say hello, or you want to say goodbye. If you got something on your mind, you just want to get off your chest, by all means, because we are the best. We'll help you out, man. Help you get that thing off your chest, ladies. You got some on your chest? Got a weight on your chest you need to get off? Write us up. Let us know what that weight is, and we will definitely talk about it. Junebug. Listen, let me say this right quick. First of all, I ain't heard that name in a long time. Now, I guarantee you Junebug is from somewhere from the south. I'm talking about the deep south. Excuse me. Probably Mississippi, Alabama. Hey, Junebug, where you from, dog? Hit me back and let me know where you from. You from the deep south. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Junebug says, howdy to the show. Howdy. Okay, I know two things about Junebug now. Let me stop. Thanks, Junebug. We appreciate you, man. Hey, just shoot me a message. Let me know where you're from, man. Real talk. No jokes. You know, I'm just, you know, I ain't heard Junebug in so long. You know, a name that you don't hear in a while. You know, that people don't call people no more. Like, let me think. What names that people, like, they're old school? You know what I'm saying? Let me think of one. What's an old school name? Leroy. Leroy's an old school name. If your name Leroy, you're over 50. Okay? Let me see where the lady side. Let me think for the lady side. Help me out, y'all. Give me an old school lady's name. Phyllis. If your name Phyllis, you over 50. Listen, Phyllis is like the chick who your auntie who smoking cigarettes for like 30 years, and she talk like this. Come here, baby. I need you to go in the kitchen and light my cigarette up. You remember that back in the day? Y'all know something about, y'all had that auntie used to tell you go light her cigarette on the stove. That's who fit. That's Auntie Phyllis right there. Old school name. What old school name? Leroy. Cleophas. Yeah, that's you know, my uncle Cleophas. Otis. That's why I call him Cleophas. His name is Otis. But Otis is an old school name, definitely. You're old 50 if your name is Otis. Most definitely. Tara. Tara says, hey, everybody. Where is everybody at? They'll be on in a minute, Tara. Hold your horses, girl. I know you can't wait. But everybody be here in a minute. You know, it's Friday, so you know how that go. We on CP time over here. You know what I'm saying? This is how we get down. We on CP time, especially on Fridays. So, anyway, there's a couple things, man. There's a lot going on in the world, though. Man, it's just so hard not to touch on some stuff. You know what I mean? Especially just madness, I would say. Just all the madness going on in the world. That's why we try to keep it light on certain days, because I'm to get tired of every day I'm turning on the news, every day I'm turning on TV, or I watch world news, or I'm a YouTuber. So not only do I have a YouTube channel, but I like to watch a lot of YouTube. YouTube is very informative on so many levels. You can learn how to do anything on YouTube. The news is on YouTube. Hell, YouTube got TV channels. So, I mean, you can watch TV on YouTube. But anyway, I know that all my major news stories, I don't have to watch the news. I just go on YouTube and watch every major story, like from COVID to, you know, whatever. It's always on there. So this situation is going on in India right now, man. Jesus Christ. They're losing so many people every day, and they're so overwhelmed that they can't, you know, everybody has to be cremated because they can't bury everyone. They can't bury the bodies. People are dying so fast. And it's just, I was watching, they were at some hospitals, and they're out of oxygen. They're running low on oxygen. So all these different countries send them oxygen. But it's like, it's crazy. There's this little plot of land that they have where they're doing all the cremations. And all you see in this plot of land are little, so it's like a stack of wood, right? It's where they, you know, lay the bodies on the wood so they can cremate them. And it's like rows of wood. And then when, of course, after they burn the body, they have to clean the area, and then they got to put more wood. So they got full-time workers. All they doing is after each cremation, they changing, they cleaning the spot to put, you know, fresh wood. And they're doing that all day. All day, yo. All day. I mean, that's got to take a toll on you mentally. I feel bad for people in India, man. Y'all pay attention, you know, and I hope they get all the aid they need. I hope they get the oxygen they need. That's terrible, man. You know, there's some cold-blooded motherfuckers out here. And I know some people probably like, well, you know, some bullshit about that. Don't have no kind of type of humanitarian bone in their body. They don't care. But you got to understand something. That could be you. That could be your family. That could be your country. Just because it's not in your country doesn't mean that you don't pay attention and you don't share some empathy. I mean, you may not have the money. You may not have the resources to send these people, but at least you can empathize with them. Send your prayers. Prayers are powerful. Prayers mean a lot. You know, even if you don't believe in the same God as they do, you still can pray for them. And I'm sure they would accept any type of prayer at this moment, wherever they're coming from. So let's pray for India. Let's send our prayers out to India, man. It's devastating over there. And I know that there are other countries like Brazil, and there are other countries in the world that are suffering as well. So I want to give my prayers out to everyone that really having COVID, like the worst degree of COVID right now. I know some countries, the cases have dropped, you know, not getting, you know, here in the United States, cases are not as bad as they have been. But don't let your guard down. Don't ever let your guard down. Just never know. Something else could hit. So prayers out to India, prayers out to Brazil, prayers out to anyone where in the world where they're not getting the coverage, but they are suffering. It's really bad. We really pray that, you know, you guys come out of this better, I can say. The best situation for you. Man, that's some other shit. I ain't going to touch this shit till Monday. Because, you know, there's some stuff that just irks me, and it makes me so mad, right? And I'm not trying to change the mood. So, but Monday, make sure y'all stay tuned. Y'all tune in on Monday. We're going to have some serious discussions on Monday. What's grinding my gears, pissing me off. But I will say this, man. Parents, control what you can control. People, control what you can control. If you find yourself in a crazy situation, do something about it. Because if you don't do nothing about it, you're just as guilty as the people that are doing the shit. You know, just like if I'm walking down the street and I see someone getting attacked, right? Now, I understand. I ain't say getting involved because that can get you killed. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying risk your life to help someone else. You know, I'm not saying that. But there are things you can do to help without helping, right? There's some things that you can do. You know, don't just sit there and look at them. You know, I know that part can be real sketchy because, you know, we got the no snitch policy in the streets. I'm not saying snitch. That's not what I'm saying, you know. But I'm just saying that in certain situations, you know, you definitely got to mind your business. There's something. I mean, I gang shit going on. Mind your business. Stay out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? That just wouldn't be smart for you to get involved in nothing that, you know, if you got a gang that has an issue and you kind of around it some kind of type of way, but you ain't got shit to do with it, stay away from it. Because the repercussions behind that could be not good for you. But I'm not talking about stuff like that, but I'm talking about if you see a woman getting raped or something, right? Or you see someone getting attacked, right? You know, innocent bystanders, somebody just doing some little simple shit. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Don't do that. You ought to be smart enough to understand the difference, you know. But everybody don't have common sense, right? So what can we do? All right. Y'all hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. Got some more emails coming in. This is from Frank. Frank says, what's up, Jizzle? I'm cooling on a Friday night. What's the deal? What we got going on tonight? Well, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. About it, man. We'll see. I'm waiting on my sisters and my brother to get on here. My brothers, actually. You know, I got a couple of brothers that be on the show, but they kind of be on sporadically. So I don't know. I might be on here all by myself tonight. I got to prepare for anything. I don't know right now. It depends. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If I end up being by myself, I think I'm going to go ahead and, I mean, hell, I can party by myself, but it just ain't all that cool. It's not as fun. So I think I'm going to touch on some things tonight if no one else is able to be here. I mean, hell, we got a lot. We got time. A lot of time. But if they do come, then we'll do some party shit. So we'll see what direction this might go. But I guess while I got the time, y'all can hit us up. What's affecting you right now? I was talking to my barber today. I got a cut, and, you know, he's a family man. And as a matter of fact, he just got a vacation. He said he think he's going to take another vacation. And I was telling him, I said, bruh, you know, you got to enjoy life. You know, you're taking care of your family, your kids, your wife. But you got to have some vacation time. You got to take a little time away. I understand there's money. I said, but, you know, you got a loyal base. You know, you got a loyal customer base. So, you know, they're not going to go nowhere. You know, even if I use another, let's say you're on vacation, I need a haircut bad. If I use somebody, I got a backup barber. I do. Everyone should have one. So if I have to, maybe that one time or what, so go to my backup, I will. But for the most part, that's my dude. So we got a relationship. Been cutting my hair for a long time. So that's my guy. You know, I really, he's a young guy. I just like how at his age, how he's a family man. I just like how he handles business. As being as young, he's wise. He's got an old soul. And I just really like the way he handles his business. So I root for people like that, young or old. I root for people like that. So we really cool. We're really cool. So, I told him, hey, man, take that vacation, bro. Take it. You know, you and your family deserve that. So he was talking about how he might take another vacation, and it's been a while, you know, and he enjoyed his time away and things of that nature, and we just have to do that sometimes. Now, I understand COVID. I understand there are a lot of people that are kind of states that are kind of just releasing and slowly opening and slowly, and then some of them just like Florida, they like, fuck it. Florida don't give a fuck. Hey, y'all, listen. Florida don't give a fuck. Now, listen, I know people from Florida, a few people from Florida listen to the show, especially Miami. I love Miami. Is my actual favorite destination in Florida. Miami, I love all the major spots, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville's, you know, my kids live there, but Jacksonville's cool, but it's not my favorite. They're probably one of my least favorite places for many reasons. No disrespect to Jacksonville. Just my kids live there. They love it there. I'm just not, you know, anyway. Destin is a beautiful place for family. You got to, you know, take your family. But governor, the state, like the people who run the state, though, not the people that live in the state. The people who run the state don't give two fucks about nothing. And you might ask, how, Sway? How, Sway? Why, Sway? I'm going to tell you why. Number one, they just signed some bullshit voter. The fucking, man, listen. Y'all, why y'all keep electing these fucking, I'm talking about, they be so far. They're so conservative, man, that this shit ain't funny. Not only did he sign it, he did it like a fuck you when he did it, right? So basically what it is he signed a bill, and Georgia's been going through this as well, but they boycotted, as a matter of fact, the World Series boycotted us for doing some dumb shit, kind of similar shit about this voter shit. And so we've been getting some backlash. Florida don't give two fucks about backlash. They don't give two fucks about nothing. So he signed this voter suppression bill, basically, where you can't, you know how they do the mail-in ballots and shit. He had put some heavy fucking restrictions on voter, on mail-in ballots. Well, we know that there were a lot of mail-in ballots the last few elections, especially this one, actually, that got, you know, your boy up out of here. And so they're claiming this, and I'm doing air quotes right now, voter fraud bullshit. So he signed the bill. Listen, this is a cocky motherfucker, too. So he on TV and shit. He did a press conference for this shit, right? So, but what he did was he didn't allow the press inside the building, but he allowed a few cameras in there showing him signing the bill. He all smiling and shit, joking and laughing like he did some shit, right? So when he came outside, the press was out there like, hey, can you ask the question? He's like, oh, you'll see it. Y'all saw it. It's on the cameras. We retaped it. So it'll be on world news. And he laughed and shit and got in his fucking SUV and got the fuck on. And so, listen, what y'all got to understand is, first of all, oh, and then let me say this too. This shit is funny to me. This motherfucker had the audacity to say, well, you know, I'd sign the bill because anyone can grab a satchel full of votes and drop them in the box. Motherfucker, satchel. Who the fuck used the word satchel anymore? I ain't heard satchels in goddamn 30 years. I think I was a little kid when I heard that word. A fucking satchel? He said, grab a fist full of, I mean, get the fuck out of here. Are you fucking serious? First of all, listen. There's ways around everything. You should have cameras. Let me help you out, Florida. Well, I mean, it's too late now because he decided to shit. But he gets sued. There are some organizations suing the fuck out of his ass or suing the, you know, they say it's unconstitutional shit he's doing, but we'll see how that goes. But let me let you in on some shit just in case you're not too sure and you don't understand. First of all, and I know some people say, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. They don't need to mail in ballots. We need to see who the fuck is coming in to mail. Well, first of all, there are a lot of elderly people that can't leave their homes. They have services that come and give them food. They have services that, you know, come and see about them, nurses and doctors and everything, so they don't have to leave their homes. So why should they have to leave their homes if they would like to vote? How about this? How about if they want to do a vote, how about you have a committee? The committee is 50-50, and you have one Democrat, one Republican together to go get the votes. How about you go and it's like a service where you go pick up. If someone calls in and say, hey, I can't mail, I can't be a present, but someone can come pick up my ballot. And you go take a Republican and a Democrat and put them in a van together, and they go pick the, they do a route and shit, right? Like a mail route. And they can pick the votes up. And you got one on each side, so you can't say one of the others and fucking did some shady shit, right? Because you got one Democrat, one Republican in the truck together, so ain't no funny stuff going on. So they just picking votes, putting it in the ballot box, right? And then they take it straight to the station together. Now they can't got a fucking key to the lock. Nobody's got a key to the lock. If you want to be a top on some top secret shit, how about both of you, y'all can handcuff each person on one, each side. They carry the votes. They carry the box. And they handcuff the box to them if you want to be on some fucking, you know, some secret, double agent secret shit, right? I just solved this shit for y'all. I'm not even a fucking politician, and I solved the problem. Why in the fuck motherfuckers getting paid to do this shit cannot solve the problem? We elect y'all motherfuckers in office, and y'all can't even solve simple shit as that. Why you can't pick the votes up? Fuck them putting the shit in the mail. Okay, I understand you don't trust that shit. Okay, that's cool. Everyone has a constitutional right to vote. Then go pick them up. Go to each person's home that can't go and vote and pick the ballots up. And you have one representative of each side, so you can't, then there won't be no voter fraud. Because y'all watching each other. Motherfucking Republican watching the shit out of that Democrat. Can you imagine a Republican and Democrat in the car together going to pick up votes and shit? Oh, shit. That would be must-see TV. I would like to have a hidden camera in that motherfucker. Some motherfuckers don't like each other. They're in there debating and shit about goddamn, issues and shit and how each party be fucking shit up. That would be hilarious. I would watch that shit. They should have a show. They should create some shit. I'm giving y'all some ideas right now. But this voter fraud shit is so simple if you're so worried about it, which I don't even think is an issue. Because motherfuckers, listen, you got a lot of people don't believe in the voting process anyway. So you think they're going to trick the system? No. If you ain't voting, you ain't worried about tricking no goddamn system. Who is tricking the fucking system? Okay, you might say, well, the Democrats are doing some freaky shit. But last time I checked, tell y'all right now, I'm not on nobody's side, right? I'm just speaking truth right here. I'm not on the Democrat side, I'm not on the Republican side. I'm in the middle right now because I'm speaking some truth. So I'm not trying to make nobody look worse than the other. I'm just trying to understand why y'all can't make this simple so that way people's constitutional rights will be amended. They can have their rights. But by you signing this bullshit, you're taking the rights from people who can't come in. And then they can't, like Georgia, this is dumb shit, my state. Sometimes I be ashamed. Sometimes they do shit that makes me just, make me feel ashamed. Shit. Like, I be like, damn, they just making us look fucking bad. So can't give out water to the old people in line. So the old people that struggled their ass to get there because you were taking their rights, so they can't mail the shit in, right? So they have to struggle their ass all the way to the polls and stand in a 2-hour line, and no one can give them fucking water to stand in a line. How inhumane is that shit? These are the people that's running your state. Ladies and gentlemen, these are motherfuckers that y'all got that's making decisions for you and me that don't make no goddamn sense, and I don't agree with it. And my taxpaying dollars paying for these motherfuckers to be where they at. I'm not shitting on nobody's jobs or nothing. I'm just saying that we can solve these issues very simply. Why we can't work to make it work? Work together to make it work. I just saved, you know how much money I just saved the state of Florida if you know, as far as if y'all would have just thought about this shit instead of just signing a bill to say you can't fucking mail in your shit. Now, some people might say, well, Jizzle, do you understand that it costs money for transportation and shit? Listen, they fucking off our taxpayers' dollars on bullshit anyway. We paying for shit that we don't even fucking need, in my opinion. So why you can't just, you can get a rental. Get a rental. You get some rentals. You can do this shit in one day. You can schedule, hell, a few days. Like, okay, this week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we picking up votes. Absentee votes. And you just go do it. Y'all motherfuckers afraid because y'all get y'all asses kicked and you're afraid you're going to get your asses more kicked because the people that you're suppressing are people that's not going to vote for you. Come on, man. Let's keep it real. Because privileged people that are in that same boat, they have people to take them, right? So you have a privileged person, a person that has money, right? Guess what? They got resources. They gonna get to them polls. They got wheelchairs. They gonna be in a wheelchair. They got fucking people that seeing about them to make sure they stay hydrated some kind of way. But somebody, 80-year-old grandma, they had to take the bus to go vote. And she been on the bus for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, right? And she's thirsty as a mother. How much water can an old lady take to the polls, right? So you say, oh, well, she can take some water with her. Do you actually think an older lady or older man going to be able to stand in line with bottles of water? I'm talking about 3 bottles, you know, or a gallon of water, just standing there with the fucking water? Fuck no. Let's be realistic. You can't bring coolers, so they can't keep the water cold. That's some inhumane shit, man. Motherfuckers just ain't giving a fuck. I ain't on nobody's side. I'm just here for the truth. I got you, brother. I'm just here about the truth. That's it. Great job, Florida. Great fucking job. And then he was smiling his ass off when he did this. I'm about to bring you in, B. He was smiling his ass off like, yeah, I got y'all now. Y'all motherfuckers on the next election. Y'all motherfuckers, we going to keep us Republicans in office forever down in the state of Florida because y'all motherfuckers can't even mail in votes and shit. And let me let you in on something else, and I'm going to let B in, and I'm done with it. Remember, Florida is a retirement state, ladies and gentlemen. You got a lot of old people in Florida. It's not like Georgia or Texas or Mississippi, or I'm laying the southern states because this is in the south, Louisiana, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama. This is Florida where people go to retire. So you got all these retirement motherfuckers. Excuse my French. I don't mean to call y'all motherfuckers people. Y'all ain't motherfuckers. I apologize. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm passionate about it. I'm trying to help y'all even though it's too late now. Maybe they'll reverse it. Maybe their lawsuits can reverse this shit. But a lot of these retirees, you got veterans, disabled veterans that can't even vote now. They done fought for this motherfucker. They done got their legs blown off and arms blown off. And they can't even go vote because you got a motherfucker that, well, we don't know who you are. You might be somebody else, or somebody got a satchel full of votes, and they lying on the votes and shit. Get the fuck out of here, bro. That's some bullshit. And there's people shaking their head, agreeing with this shit, like, oh yeah, that's right. We don't, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, let's just be honest. Let's be keep the shit real. Like I said, who stole elections? I'm not naming no names, but y'all know who did some freaky shit. One of them did some freaky shit in Florida. And the other one did some freaky shit with some so-called Russians. Right? Allegedly. I'm going to put allegedly on this shit. I make sure I use the word allegedly because Motherfuckers be trying to sue a motherfucker. They ain't got time for that. They got time to trying to sue me over some bullshit, allegedly, right? So who was there, you know, was there like some voter fraud going on that end? Was somebody mailing in votes? They didn't even have shit to do it, mailing in no goddamn votes, right?
Crazy, man. That shit wild. Y'all wild, man. Y'all wild. Y'all need to pay attention.
Pay attention to what's going on around y'all. Motherfuckers is out here living their lives, man. They ain't got their ass ain't paying attention to shit. Great job, Florida. I love the visit. I love you, Miami. I love you, Orlando and Tampa. I love y'all, man. I love visiting. I love spending my money down there. Matter of fact, I'll be down there real soon. Be spending my money down there. Love the people, man. Man, but this ain't about y'all. This is about y'all leadership. Woo! We gonna be Brian up in here. What up, baby?
Yo. What up? Dad?
What up, brother?
What's drunk to the motherfucking.
Huh?
Yeah, I see.
This shit crazy, man. You're trying to keep these old folks from voting, man. You're trying to suppress these old people, man, that want to vote. You know, and it's crazy because, you know, for the older generation, bro, they seen some shit that we ain't seen, right? And they've been through a few things that we haven't been through. Even though we're going through our own shit right now, but they've been through some things that we haven't possibly seen. You know what I'm saying? With racism and things of that nature. Even though we're seeing some racist shit, but they really seeing some racist shit, right? So that's why a lot of older people are real passionate about voting, man, because they've seen some shit. And, you know, you really hurting and taking away their right to do so.
Right. You know why it's fucked up? Because I just saw the news yesterday. Trump is running. Uh-huh. He's going to rerun.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You know he's going to rerun.
Yeah. Guess what?
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Bro, he might win again, though. And this is what I'm talking about. Listen, bro.
I'm like,
this is why they're doing this stuff. This is why they're doing it. This is why they're doing what they're doing, because they're preparing for the next. All this stuff is for the next election. All of this stuff is getting ready for the next election. So that way, if you cut out, you know, a good 20% of your voters that you know going to vote Democrat, you know these poor people going to vote Democrat. You know that. So if you cutting them out, you give yourself a better chance to win. Simple mathematics, man. But, yeah, it is what it is. This is why people think these elections ain't important. They think these local elections ain't important. You know, yes, but they're not more just as or not more important than the national elections, because these people were in your state. They make decisions for your state. You know, Biden makes decisions for your country, but you know your senator, you know, he represents your state, but your governor. Your governor running your shit. He run the show.
But that's the crazy thing about it. Like, this man is, oh, my God. There's going to be a race war. Anytime that you march up into a motherfucking Capitol Hill, these white people, and no police shot these motherfuckers. But if it was a black motherfucker that did that shit last year, like I said, I do not want to think about it. I think this is the most offensive, racist shit ever, for real.
But you know what, Brian?
That one white person got fucked up.
Let me enlighten for shit right fast. You know, let me enlighten the people, especially people who are not familiar with black people. Let me tell y'all something right quick. First of all, black people don't do shit like that. We don't storm. That's not our style. We don't go and do shit like that. Now, we will protest. Now, we'll go protest some shit, but you got to remember our roots. Our roots was Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King always preached peaceful protest, And so if you look at now, there have been some fucked up, but you got to remember some of those people that was doing the looting and shit, they weren't the protesters. A lot of them people were people that were provoking the protests or making an excuse to do shit because of the protests. You know, you had some motherfuckers that was in there that were procrastinating the whole situation. So I know somebody said, well, what about the looters? They weren't part of the protesters. Those were people that just wanted to use that protest as an excuse to go do some looting and shit like that. And what they call the agitators, that really is not with the program. They just out there to start some shit to cause chaos. So, you know, but I'm talking about the real protesters. It's always been peaceful. We don't storm the fucking capitals and be with guns. We don't. That's not what we do. So that would have never happened. As much fucked up shit has gone on, not one black person have stormed the fucking Capitol or have brought guns to, because we, first of all, we know better. We know that what you just said, we understand that we're going to get our ass killed doing some shit like that. So we're not going to even try it. But because of privilege and things of that nature, there's some people feel like they can do what the fuck they want to do and it's going to happen, and they proved it. They proved the point, Brian. That was, listen, what happened was a group was proving a point to America and the world. Point that they can do what the fuck they want to do, and ain't nobody going to do nothing about it. A lot of them people never went to jail. A lot of them people never, and if you look at what, you know, if you look at your constitution and stuff, you know, we supposed to protect this from foreign and domestic terrorists. Some people call these people terrorists. And so they proved their point. They proved their point. Nothing was done to them. So at the end of the day, say that. We know good damn well no black person can walk nowhere near the White House with no kind of weapon. Your ass going to be dead. You ain't even going to make it. You step one piece of foot, your toe on the grass, and your ass going to be shot. They got sharpshooters on the roof, bro.
Which is true.
These are snipers. We talking about special forces snipers. Motherfuckers can shoot 200 yards. They can shoot a net off a goddamn cat ass. Okay? Some motherfuckers so good, they can shoot a net off a cat's ass.
Just like you said, off a cat's ass. I'm done.
A cat, oh, a net, bro. And you know how small a net is. They can shoot a net off a cat's ass at 200 yards.
I'm done. But, I'm fucking beat you, LJ.
But, shit,
I'm
you let these
done.
Motherfuckers just walk up there pissing and shitting in the motherfuckers' office and shit. I mean, how vile... Bro, how vile of a motherfucker could you be to go piss and shit in somebody's office? Because you don't agree with them. So I'm going to piss in this motherfucker. Piss on your desk and shit. These are some nasty motherfuckers, bro.
That would probably be something I would do. Yeah. I'm not even lying. I'll probably do that.
I'm going to shit in your trash can, you motherfucker. I don't like you. Come on, man.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
A Mexican asked me the other day, am I a Trump supporter? And I'm like, no. But at the same token, I believe in Trump to a certain extent when it comes down to that wall. I don't really be a racist, but I am a racist. So do you believe in that wall? Like,
Let me say this about the wall, man. Let me ask you a question. Let's just say there was one point in time where people was telling you to go back to Africa. Matter of fact, you got still motherfuckers today telling you to go back to Africa. Why are you here?
Which
this
is true.
Not your country, even though you were born here. You got motherfuckers, and you got to remember now, these people got families over here that have been born here. You got Mexicans that came over, got born here. They have family connections over here. So I'm just saying, so it's okay for every other race to fly into this country and be cool and get visas and shit, but the Mexicans can't? Come on, bruh. I don't believe in that shit, bro. If you let other motherfuckers from other parts of the world come in this country, why the Mexicans can't come over here? Because, I mean, you got to think, remember it like this. The Mexicans have came over here and helped build this country, too. They doing the work that don't nobody wants to do. They over here being productive citizens. These motherfuckers are cutting your grass and building your fucking roads and shit, building your homes and shit. They skilled tradesmen. And these motherfuckers. I had some Mexicans at my house. They did my floors and shit. And one of them speaks a lick of English.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Well, I work with Mexicans.
Okay.
They do not believe in giving us equal opportunities and all that shit. They look at us as like the op and all that shit. Instead of them being cool
want,
with
you
us.
You
want to
know why?
Shit. Because
let me
the Puerto Ricans and
all it's simple.
When
I'm going to tell you why,
Mexicans
right?
And all that shit.
When
it comes down
I'm
to the Mexicans.
Wait, hold on, brother. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I got the answer for you. How do you, listen, how do you expect someone to respect your race when you don't even respect your own race? How do you expect someone to respect you when you don't respect your own shit? This is like me coming to your house and you got a dirty-ass house. How you, and you tell me to wipe my feet off before I walk in, but your house dirty as fuck. How the fuck you going to tell me to wipe my feet off and you got a dirty motherfucking house? So I'm equating that to they see how we kill each other. We disrespect each other. We call each other niggas. We do all the shit we do to each other, but then you expect them to look at you, but you don't even respect yourself. We don't even respect each other. We killing each other left and right. You turn on the news, all we doing is killing each other. So how can you expect them to respect that out of you? They don't kill each other. They don't do the shit we do. Yeah, they do.
They emulate. Any race emulates us.
But
you just don't hear too much about it and all that shit or whatever. But, yeah, they fuck each other up, shake each other, do violent crimes and all that shit. You just don't know.
Well, yeah.
It's very rare that you
do that. Everybody do violent crime. I'm not talking about, yeah, we all do violent crime. Yeah, they do that. Everybody does. Every race got people that kill each other. But I'm talking about to the degree that we do it, man. I'm talking about the type of shit that we do to each other. The type of disrespect that we have for each other. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
right,
saying,
right.
You know, but I'm just saying that in order for us to get respect from other people, man, we have to change some of the things that we're doing. You know, I agree with this guy that was on TV that I watched, and he said that when anybody else kill a black person, we all up in arms, right? We all Black Lives Matter, right? But when we kill each other, don't nobody say nothing. No black lives, ain't nobody protesting when we killing each other, but they want to protest when everybody else do it. Why is that? Why are we not protesting when we killing each other and protesting things that's happening with these babies getting killed in drive-bys and stuff? Ain't nobody protesting that at all. We just say, oh, that's fucked up, and then we move on. So,
which is true, but I'm just saying, to a certain extent.
Right. Look
at that. Go ahead. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. You got it?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. To a certain extent, Mexicans will stick together, and I do not get that. Motherfucker can't even speak English, woke as shit or whatever, but yet he still got his fucking job and all that shit. Telling you what the fuck to do. Do you feel like, seriously, even if you're not in that situation or shit like that, but how would you feel if a Mexican barely can speak English to you and tell you blah, 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 blah? How would you feel? Like,
but
seriously.
Well, this is
would
how
you feel downgraded to a certain extent?
No. See, this is the thing, Brian. You have a choice. Ain't nobody making you work there. Ain't nobody. We all have choices we make. So if you don't like the way the situation is, you go find another job. You don't have to work there. You're not married to that job. You're not, you know, I'm just saying, like, we have to, listen, we got to create our own, you know, situations for ourselves. You know, if you don't like how somebody's situation, create your own business. Find something else to do. But don't, you know, I understand what I'm saying, and I agree to it with a certain extent. But if there's a situation where I'm in that situation, Brian, I'm like, shit, fuck that. I'm finna go do something else.
And
I've been I've walked away from a situation that I was in that was making me sick. Because it was so fucked up.
Right, I feel you, G.
That's what he said, you got the same girl I got. I'm like,
but I'm just saying, okay, at the same token, G, like, for real, like, it's fucked up that our race and God stick together. It's fucked up.
It is. It really is, man. It's really fucked up. It really is. You know, especially when we, you know, it's like, dude, let me tell you this crazy shit, right? So,
right.
Even with some of our black women, right? They, you know, they demasculate some of us. You know what I'm saying? Some black women that emasculate black men. You know what I'm saying? Disrespecting all of this and, you know, just like we talked about last time, you know, last show. And even if
I'm still frustrated about that because I know a lot of black men that do not like black women but want to date white women or women I don't get that. Like, why would you want to date a white woman or a Hispanic woman but you don't want to date your own kind? I don't get that.
Hey, some of them are so fed up with the disrespect. You know, some women, I'm not saying all of them, but, I mean, I just feel like, you know, you could just, my thing is this. I feel like you should not discount your own race. Now, I mean, you love who you love, but for those people who say, I don't date black women and they black, or white black women that sound date black men, I think that's fucked up. I don't care if you had a million guys that did you wrong. You cannot blame what somebody else did to you for every black man or every black woman. You know, everybody's responsible
right.
to do their own shit. So, but
right.
you got some people, man, that don't look at it that way. It's like how we look at it. You know, I'm not going to give up on my sisters, you know, just because I've been through some bad relationships. But you got some people just like, fuck it. It just ain't worth the headache. You know,
right? I'm listening.
So, you know, I'm not gonna, I'm not giving up. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna say because I've been through some bad ones. You know, I mean, hell, don't you know? Every race got bad women. You know what I mean? Like everywhere, everybody got some fucked up women or fucked up men. I don't care what race you are. You gonna have somebody doing some fucked up shit. But don't turn your back on your own, man. That's just fucked up.
Let me ask you this question, G. How many black women you know that will say, fuck black niggas and all that shit, I'd rather date outside my race? How many?
Well, not many, but I have heard a couple. Like I told you last show, I was with a friend of mine, and he was trying to talk to this black girl, and she said, I don't date black men. He was like, what? He said, but you're black, though. And she's like, okay, I don't date black men. I just don't. She was like, that's some fucked up shit right there. And what was crazy is she had a white chick with her. One of the chicks had a white girl with her, and she said it in front of the white girl, which I thought was, I was kind of embarrassed. I was like, damn, you just totally devaluating the black man, and you doing it in front of somebody else. Like, that is, man, that's really bad, dude. You just really devaluating.
Let me take this call right quick, LJ. Let me take this call
okay.
right quick.
Okay, yeah, right. Send me back. Okay. All right,
brother. Gotcha.
Okay. But, yeah, so we gotta do better, man. We just got to do better. At the end of the day, we got to do better all the way around. And like I said, this ain't really about being racist or anything like that because, you know, again, I love everybody. I don't care what race you are. I don't have an issue with no particular race or anyone. You know, if you good, you good. If you're a good person, you're a good person. It doesn't matter what color your skin, because all white people ain't bad. All Asian people ain't bad. All black people ain't bad. All Mexican people ain't bad. But you do have some bad Mexicans, some bad black people, some bad white people, some bad Asian people. You have some. So for those bad people, you know, you still can't, because you got these bad people, you can't bunch everybody in the same basket. But, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is, man. But I just feel like we have to do better all the way around, everyone, not just, it don't matter what race you are. And it was crazy. Asians starting to see more hate crimes now than they used to. Hate crimes up with them like 20-some percent now because of the coronavirus. People are still blaming them for the shit. So they're starting to see some hate too. Because I ain't going to say no names, but certain people called it the Chinese virus, which I think was just, that was some crazy shit to say. But somebody said it, and so it put some shit in people's heads that followed this person, and they're thinking that it's a Chinese virus and it's their fault. I don't feel that way. You know, there are diseases that have originated in all over parts of the world. You know, the AIDS virus, they had so many goddamn theories about that. They said it came from Africa at one time. A man had sex with a monkey. Go figure that shit. Why everything got to be blamed on monkeys any goddamn way? And who the fuck fucking monkeys? This is, who makes this shit up, yo? There was a man who had sex with a monkey, and that's how he got AIDS. I want the proof in that. If somebody had that shit, I want to see them. And if that happened for real, yeah, that's a nigga that did that. I call him a nigga all day long. That's some nigga shit. Who the fuck does that? Oh, man, I'm horny. Oh, that monkey so look cute. Get the fuck out of here. Now, let me say this. I know there are some people into some freaky, nasty shit. There are people who do bestiality and all this. I get it. I'm not gonna put that above nobody, because there, that shit does happen. However, I'm just saying, why they had to pick a nigga and a monkey together? Why they had to say that the nigga fucked the monkey, and then that's how AIDS came to be? Why they had to do that? Now, I'm not saying that was an official, you know, that was an official account. It was recorded officially, but I just remember back when AIDS came out and it started getting prevalent, and I remember that somebody had said, rumor had it, that it came from Africa and it came from a monkey, and a man had sex with a monkey. I'll be honest with y'all. I don't think a monkey would allow, as crazy as monkeys are, you know, monkeys are off the chain. Monkeys will beat your ass. I don't even see how anybody would even have a monkey as a pet. Them motherfuckers are temperamental as hell, and they unpredictable. One minute they happy, they start throwing shit at you. I just seen at the zoo, them motherfuckers pick their own shit up and throw it at your ass. I don't need nothing that's going to throw shit on me, okay? So, out of all the shit this man could have had sex with that you could have claimed, I don't see that happening. Monkeys are crazy. They'll beat your motherfucking ass. Try to, monkey just sitting there mind his business. And you say, okay, Mr. Monkey, I'm going to fuck you. Come here, buddy. And you be rubbing this shit on him. That motherfucker whoop your ass. Monkey will beat the fuck out your ass. And why that animal was chosen out of all the animals that you could have chose a rabbit or some shit or some just a goat or something. And you chose the monkey. I kind of have an idea why they chose the monkey. I'm just not going to see it. I'm just saying. I know some of y'all sit here thinking about that shit, right? That shit would not happen. People, you know that shit would never happen, right? Out of honest, like, we've all been to the zoo. Right? Everybody been to the zoo, I'm sure, at some form or another. We all see the monkeys and the gorillas, right? And we know that monkeys are so fucking, they're crazy. They're unpredictable. 1 minute, they're laughing and smiling. The next thing, they beating on the glass, throwing shit, and, you know, just doing all kind of crazy shit, whooping each other ass, beating their own ass. I saw a monkey whooping his own ass. Like, no bullshit. I went to the zoo. I used to go to the zoo a lot. I had a pass. And I used to take my kids to the zoo a lot because the kids love the zoo. And so I bought a family season pass where we would go to the zoo. We'd go once a month, sometimes twice a month. We didn't have nothing to do. We'd go twice a month. But we made it a once-a-month affair. And so we had this famous monkey called Willie B. And he lived to be a long time. And I can't remember why he was famous and shit. I remember he was back in the 80s. He came from Africa. I can't remember why but he was some important monkey or gorilla. He was very important. So he had a name. They treated him differently from the other fucking gorillas and monkeys and shit. This motherfucker had a TV. Like, he was so special. They gave Willie B a TV that he watched by his motherfucking self. And they separated him from the other fucking gorillas. That shit was crazy to me. But to me, he used to look sad because he used to be by himself. I never knew why they got there separated him from everybody, but they did. But they gave him a TV. He used to sit there and watch TV and shit. That shit was kind of fascinating to me. Why would you give a fucking gorilla a TV? And why would you separate him from everyone else? I never got that. But anyway, that's some Atlanta shit. So whatever. But anyway, so me and my kids over there watching the monkeys and shit. My kids are small at the time. And they're like, oh, monkey. Little boy and shit. Monkey. I'm pointing at the glass and shit. And I said, yeah, look at the monkeys. So we watching the monkeys. They playing and shit. And this one monkey, he came to the glass and he started dancing and shit. You know, and everybody laughing and shit. Oh, look at him. He's dancing, right? Then he started tumbling. Stood there. And then, like, stood there in attention. And we like, what the fuck is going on with him? You know, he just stood there for, like, a minute. Didn't move. Like somebody, like, snapped their fingers. And that motherfucker stood up, right? Next thing I know, this motherfucker started beating his own ass. Like, he whooping his eye. He started punching himself and falling down, getting up. Beat his ass, and I'm sitting here looking at this shit, and everybody's like, what the fuck? And so some of the people that were there, they running, trying to find someone because they were, you know, concerned. Like, what's going on with this monkey? Like, something ain't right. Who the fuck does this, right? So they found one of the gatekeepers, zookeepers that take care of the monkey. And he was like, oh, that's nothing. He does that all the time. He'll be okay. He's knocked himself out before. What the fuck? What? How do you knock yourself out? So that tells me you really hitting yourself hard. He said this motherfucker had knocked himself out before. So you mean to tell me that some African black man, we talking about a monkey that will knock himself the fuck out, right? That will throw shit, beat the glass. They have to have them separated because them motherfuckers are crazy and shit. So you mean to tell me this dude found him a wild monkey in the wild and shit? Maybe, let's just say maybe one of them baboons, because you know baboons had that, they had that white, their ass white and shit. They got the, you know, they got that pale ass. So we just say a baboon. We'll make it a little, you know, make it a little more interesting. So he saw a baboon and shit. And he saw his ass and it was all pink and shit. He thought, oh shit, motherfucker got a cute ass. Monkey finding the motherfucker. That monkey finding the motherfucker. I'm going to go holler at this motherfucker. So he go over there and talks to the baboon. Baboon looking at it like, what the fuck is he? I don't understand nothing this motherfucker saying. So the baboon is sitting there eating ticks off the other, you know, they eat ticks off each other and shit. They be picking ticks and shit and eating them off, you know. Now, y'all seen that from the Geographics and shit. So he picking ticks off the other baboon and eating them, right? While this man trying to throw his pimp game on. He drops his pants and slides behind the baboon while the baboon eats some goddamn kicks. And he tried to ease on in. That baboon was like, woo-hoo-hoo! So I'm going to give y'all two choices. Did the baboon A say, ooh, daddy, that's the shit right there? Or B, did the baboon goddamn turn around and beat the fuck out that motherfucker and probably killed that motherfucker? Now, I'm going to let y'all choose A or B. What y'all think happened, if that happened? This shit up, man. People just come over with cunt. I would ask Google if that shit happened, but I'm too embarrassed to ask Google some shit like that. So I'm not even going to ask correctly. Hey, Google. Did a man fuck a munchie, and is that how Ace was, you know?
Sorry, I don't understand.
See, she don't even understand. I wouldn't even try. I said it low because I didn't even want to say it to her. She still heard me and just said she don't understand that shit. I don't understand it either. That's some bullshit. Oh, my God. That's the funniest shit ever, man. That's why we got to laugh at life, man. We got to laugh at shit. We can't take life seriously. Sometimes we just got to laugh and just be like, you know, these motherfuckers I hate just doing the most because of stuff like that. Now, what's crazy to me is, what's even crazier, how many people actually believe that story? Now, you know some people believe that shit, right? Because some people believe everything that's reported in the media. And I don't even know if that was reported. Maybe it was. I just had heard that. And I highly doubt they made that shit up off the rip. I think they actually heard that shit too from somewhere. And at the time, I was a kid. So, you know, I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't, I didn't dismiss it like I am now. Because I was young. You know, I'm a kid. I don't know no goddamn better. I was like, what? Oh, shit. Really? That's what I said. Now, you got some people that probably ran with that story and believed it and everything. But at the end of the day, I ain't see nobody. Well, I mean, you know, just you can't. We can't be making stuff up on a race of people and say they caused some shit. Now, could you say that? Nah, I'm not going there. Never mind. I was gonna go somewhere else, but I'm gonna leave that alone. I ain't even gonna go there. I'm not gonna go there. But again, people, we gotta do better, man. We just gotta do better. It's so much going on that we just got to do better on. And these are just my opinions. Y'all ain't got to agree with what I say. You know, everybody got their own opinion. Some people think everything is just fine. The world is just fine. The world is fine. There's nothing wrong. The world is great. No, we need a lot of fixes. We need some fixes. We do. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody responsible for themselves, and, you know, just protect your family and be responsible for you. You don't have to agree with shit I say. I ain't got to agree with nothing you say. But at the end of the day, be responsible. And you're, especially in your own truth. I see y'all out there, some people telling me to preach. That's right. It is what it is, man. I still have faith in humanity. Some people say humanity is lost, but I still have faith in humanity. I think we can make some changes and turnarounds and stuff. I just got an email from, who's this? I can't even pronounce this name. I'm not gonna mess your name up, so I'm just gonna say G. Okay, so I'm just going to say this is from G, because I some foreign name, I can't read it, I don't know. But thanks for the email. G said, hey, did you know that Bill Gates and his wife getting divorced? Yeah, I heard about that. I heard about that. She gonna get half his shit. Don't know that. I think she deserves it though. She been with him for like 30 years. Like she been with him when it started all this shit. She helped him. They got a foundation together. She deserves half the shit. She deserves it. But she gonna get half of him. He's like worth what? Hey Google, how much is Bill Gates worth?
The net worth of Bill Gates is
$130,400,000. God! Damn! Shit! She said $100 billion. God. Ooh, that made me cry. I had a tear came out my eye. God damn! Woo! Oh, shit! Damn, Bill! You need some more kids, bruh? Hey, I'll be your long-lost fucking son and all that shit. What the fuck? $100 billion? He's over $100 billion. Dude. Fuck. I didn't even think that was possible. Fuck a billionaire. That motherfucker worth $100 billion. Fuck. How many zeros is that, y'all? How many fucking zeros is $100 billion? Fuck. He got enough money. He could save the world. You could save the whole world with $100 billion. Fuck that. Hey, Bill, I need you to do better, bro. I need you to do better. I need you to save the fucking world. $100 billion? Whoo, shit. Fuck, I think I got aroused. What the fuck? $100 billion? Ooh, shit. Damn. I felt strange in my pants when I heard $100 billion. God damn. Calm down. Calm down, buddy. Calm down. Shit. Whoa. Ooh, I need a cigarette. I need a cigarette. God damn. Woo, shit. Jesus, man. That's crazy right there. Could you imagine going to your bank account? If I had that kind of money, I'd just be checking my account for the fuck of it. How much money do I have? I already know shit. The fucking receipt will fucking be on the floor and it'll be like a scroll and shit. Because the zeros can't go horizontal. They have to go horizontally. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so many. So you have to roll the goddamn scroll paper on the floor and shit. I was like, Yeah, I go out and shit. I go somewhere at the club and shit. And I said, oh, I need to check my balance. Let me check my balance right fast. I don't worry about tomorrow robbing because if I had power money, I had the best security. I'll hire goddamn ex-military motherfuckers. All my goddamn security will be all ex-special forces motherfuckers. I have snipers in there. It'll be just like the president being protected. They'll be taking my ass too if I work that kind of money. Fuck that. I wouldn't even walk into McDonald's. I wouldn't walk in nowhere by myself. For that kind of fucking money. Carried around the house 24/7. Snipers on my roof. I have goddamn 24-hour detail. Everybody be on shifts and shit. Man, fuck that. Matter of fact, I have an island. That kind of money. I mean, you know, some people own little small islands. I think, I think he has one. I know the guy who owns Virgin Records. You know, he's a billionaire too. He's got an island. I think Tiger Woods had somewhat of a piece of an island or some shit down before. He had a little plot and shit in before he got his ass beat with them golf clubs. He beat the fuck out that mother. Hey, did y'all see the goddamn? Did y'all see that goddamn picture? Tiger got his motherfucking ass. She beat the fuck out that motherfucker, yo. First of all, Tiger, keep it real with you. I don't fuck with Tiger like that. Fuck Tiger. I don't fuck with him, period. Fuck that motherfucker. I know some of y'all, oh, Tiger Woods, he's the best. Fuck him. Fuck you, Tiger. You listening, fuck you. I got my own personal reason why I don't fuck with Tiger. But anyway, my thing is, Tiger, before you married the maids and shit, you had all these bad bitches that you was fucking with. And he had a sex addiction. Matter of fact, he was fucking porn stars and shit. Tiger was a freaky motherfucker. I read some of the shit, that the request that Tiger was asking and shit of these goddamn... Tiger, you one freaky motherfucker, you. So, all I'm saying is, why did you get married, bruh? Well, dude, you was a single man. You was living a life. You had money. You was the best golfer in the world. Dude, if you've got fucking sex addiction, why get married? You just should have stayed single. I didn't understand. This motherfucker got married to get his ass beat and his money took and was never the same after that. I blame Tiger's fucked up career on his ex-wife. She beat him so bad, she fucked up that part of the brain that had him golfing good. She got that 9-iron and shit, hit him in that side of the head where his golf skills was. She damaged that motherfucker. So, Tiger, it's your fault that your goddamn career went downhill, and it's her fault, too, because she beat you in the head. She hit you in the area of the brain that had your golfing skills intact. As soon as you got your ass clocked right there, that motherfucker had this big-ass knot on his head and shit. That shit was funny shit. He like the Elephant Man. Y'all don't know what the Elephant Man is. Google it and shit. You gonna be like, oh, shit. That's what happened when you a freaky motherfucker. You should stay single, motherfucker. Your career might have lasted longer. So, that's your fault, bro. You shouldn't have been caught cheating. And she shouldn't have beat you upside down. I mean, that was a little excessive. I think she's from, where was she from? She's from, I can't remember. Don't give me the lie. I think she's from Sweden or some shit. Yeah, you can't, yeah. They, nah. Especially if she's a Latina. I mean, we all like a little crazy in our women, but, you know, some of y'all even like them to, you know, they'll give you a flesh wound. Won't quite kill you, but just give you a flesh wound and shit. You know, they'll stab you and shit with a butter knife, not a real butcher knife and shit. So, because they know it won't kill you, but they'll give you a flesh wound and shit'll hurt real bad. I know some of y'all into shit like that. Me personally, no. Fuck, I ain't into all that. Listen, let's just, if we don't make it, I ain't beat your ass. Don't beat my ass. You know what I'm saying? Let's just walk away. I'm sorry it didn't work out. I'm sorry. You know, but let's just go our separate ways. Nobody fighting and going to jail, or somebody goddamn beat somebody ass so bad that they can't, they fucked up a part of their brain where they can't do function in that area no more. Let's not do that. That shit ain't hot. You know what I'm saying? But some of y'all like them crazy-ass women. I ain't gonna put this business in the street, but I just know somebody that like crazy-ass women that's been stabbed, like not by no fucking butter knife. Like, stabbed. We had to go get stitches and shit. And still with the chick. You stabbed me. Man, please. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. If you do any bodily harm to me, because I know I'm physically stronger. I know I can hurt you. I know I can beat your ass, right? I know this as a man, okay? But I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not my, you know, it's just not my style. I'm not going, because I know I can beat you, I'm not going to beat you. So don't come at me if I do something that you don't agree with or something that you don't like. Don't try to hurt me, because I'm not going to try to hurt you. If I catch you with another man, if I walked in on my woman and she was in bed with another man, yes, I would be hurt, right? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk away. And you might say, well, damn, you ain't going to. That doesn't mean I don't care. It's just I value my freedom more, because I know me. I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't going to lie. I got a couple of loose ones up there. I do. At least I know I got a couple of loose. Some of y'all don't even know y'all got loose screws and shit. I got a couple of loose ones. They rattle a little bit. They ain't completely off, but they're kind of almost off. They're rattling and shit, and they move around a little bit. And I just know me. And I know if I get to a point where I'm just that mad and I have to hurt somebody, you know what I'm saying? It could be, it ain't going to be a good thing. So I do have the discipline not to take it there, right? I have the discipline. I do. I have the discipline not to put my hands on a woman. I have the discipline to walk away. And so that's the difference. It has nothing to do with me not loving her. Yeah, I love her. But I'm not going to, that's not worth my freedom. Me putting my hands on her and killing him or doing shit to him, it's not worth my freedom. My freedom is worth way more. So I'm just going to walk away. I hope this guy is going to be good for you. I hope this is what you want. And I'm just going to leave. I'm not going to beat her ass, kill him, pull out a gun, shoot the spot up, and man, fuck all that. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to walk away. Congratulations. Have a nice life. And I'm going to walk my ass right out the door. Going about my day. Yeah, I might be hurt and all that, but I'll get over it. But if my ass in jail and shit for 30 years, I ain't getting over that shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no getting over that. Y'all gotta, you know, watch what y'all do, man. People ain't worth your freedom, people. People ain't worth you your sanity. If it ain't for you, just ain't for you. Look at it as a sign. That person just wasn't for you. And, you know, I always hear this wasting time stuff. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. This is how I look at it. Me being with anyone, I don't really look at it as a waste of time because you learn things. Right? You learn things. You learn that what you want in a woman or a man, and you learn what you don't want. When you got a person you've been with and they got some things that maybe it didn't work out for you, then you learn from that. You've learned, that person taught you something. So I don't look at that as a waste of time. It just didn't work out. If I did waste some time, then I just wasted some time. Shit, you waste time all day doing dumb shit. You waste time watching TV all day. Some of y'all sit there and watch TV all fucking day. That's a waste of motherfucking time. Yes, yeah, entertainment, but what is there anything productive you getting out of that? No, you're just getting some entertainment. So you waste your time there and you won't complain about it. So if there's a situation where you might have, it didn't work out for you, it don't necessarily mean you waste your time. I'm sure you gained some value from it. You learn something. You learn some things that you will not tolerate. You learn some things that you will and will not tolerate from a person. So you learn something. You know, we have to understand that we cannot hold people. People are different. So I can't hold you accountable for shit that I do or I expect for myself because you're not me. That's why it kills me when somebody says, well, you're not acting right. What do you mean ain't acting right? Ain't acting right to who? Ain't acting right to you? Because I'm not doing what you want me to do? I'm a grown-ass man. We going to have some common ground, but I'm not your fucking slave and I'm not your robot. So don't be talking about I ain't acting right. Like you programming me to do some shit and I got to do exactly program me to fucking do this. Then you need a fucking robot. You need a man. You need a robot. And shit, I seen some shit. This motherfucker sent me an email. My name is not Daniel. I'm finna cuss this motherfucker out. Hi, Daniel. Who the fuck is Daniel? Listen, listeners, I don't know if this person made a mistake. What's this? Hold on. I don't know if you made a mistake and emailed me, but my name is not, who the fuck is Daniel? How do you get fucking jizzle from Dan? You know what? Okay. I think I'm just going to chalk this up to they said this to the wrong person. Okay. Listen, if you want to address me, my name, you can address me as Jizzle, L Jizzle, LJ. It's very easy to remember. Two letters, LJ. Very simple. Fucking Daniel. Get the fuck out of here. All right. I'm sorry, y'all. That's bullshit. Okay, anyway, let's get back to this conversation. So, yeah, so, you know, we just got to do better. We just got to do better, man. We just got to do better. We do. Expectations. I'm sorry, I'll be eating on air. Fuck that. Yes, apologize. We're about to go in a minute anyway. What's that time? We're going to cut this short tonight. Even though I got 21 minutes, really per count up to 21, but we're gonna get up out of here in a minute. But at the end of the day, we got to do better. And again, let me say this again. I'm not on nobody's side, right? I'm not on the Democrat side. I'm not on the Republican side. I'm on the right side, man. I just feel like everyone has something to offer. The Republicans ain't 1,000% wrong on everything. Like, everybody want to blame Republicans. They're always wrong, and they're not wrong on everything. They have some things to offer. They're right about some stuff. You know, or the Democrats. Oh, the Democrats fucked up. You know, no, Democrats are right on stuff too. I just feel like if everybody tries to work together like they're supposed to, I think things will be so much better. But it's always a power struggle, power struggle, power struggle. And then you got people that want to stir up the pot. But at the end of the day, what are we getting out of it? A bunch of confusion and a bunch of riled up motherfuckers doing stupid shit. I will say one thing. Them motherfuckers passionate as hell about the shit they believe. I give them that. They passionate, the motherfucker. Passionate, boy. If you show that much passion and really just trying to do the right thing, I think things would be so much better. But who am I? I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy that came up with a great idea that could have saved the whole voting thing. But again, I don't think they want it saved. I don't think they want that. But it is what it is. Listen, everyone, I really appreciate everybody for listening tonight. You know, pretty much most of it was me solo dolo. Brian came through for a minute. Laser show can be on tonight. You know, it's Friday. Everybody got some shit going on. This is Mother's Day weekend. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, man. Y'all check. I did something special for the mothers as well. Sunday, I got a premiere Mother's Day video for you guys on my YouTube channel, Muscle Gang Fitness. Go check it out, man. When you wake up Sunday, just turn on your YouTube and check it out. I dedicate it to the mothers. Just a little something, man. Just say happy Mother's Day. I think it's going to touch you in a special place because, you know, just the end of the day, it's mother and child. It's about the mother and the child. You know, because mother and child has a special bond because the mother, you know, she bore the child. So, our daddies, we do the easy part. We just make y'all laugh. Us daddies do the easy part. The easy part is the sex. The mothers do the hard part. They got to push your ass up out of there. So much love and respect for all the mothers out there. Y'all have a beautiful weekend, a beautiful Mother's Day. Okay? Have a beautiful Mother's Day. You know, we love you guys. We love you, mama.
you know, played their mama before I left. I should have had that going out, but yeah, just want to say that from the bottom of my heart, man. Love you guys. All right, y'all be safe. Have a great one. See you guys on Monday. We out of here. Shaky. One more time. Shaky.
Yeah. It's your boy Dirk LP. On the ground, Reason B. It's the hip hop barbershop. It's the hip hop barbershop. Better keep it loud.